Final round of Coaches Insight programs here on CARE Radio. As we're on to week 9 of the high school football season, it is playoff time, and we're joined now by Jefferson County North coach, that is Jeff Schneider, brought to you by the JC and Booster Group. Want to thank KT Shortstop, Brian Barrett with Coldwell Banker, Winchester Meats, FW Huston Medical Center as well. Coach, a lot to dissect here as we hit the playoff stretch. But just a quick thought on last week. You know, a lot on the line in that regular season finale at Jackson Heights. You had the league district championship up for grabs, and we talked in the coaches show last week, also in the pregame show, you know, going into that game, just a few keys, what it was going to take to get a win. You emphasized just getting off to a fast start, but you guys get the ball first, you go three and out, they drive right down and score, and then you guys fumble the ensuing kickoff, they scoop it and score. Jackson Heights is up 13-0 in the blink of an eye, and they're just able to kind of take care of it from there. So you assess it, you dissect it, you put it back in the rearview mirror, but what do you take away from that game last week at Jackson Heights?
Well, several things. Like you said, first off, they are one heck of a team. They obviously having an outstanding season last year and this year, rightfully so. Very deserving of the number one ranking, and I think they are definitely a contender on the east side of the state here in the 1A. I think, you know, like you said, we got off to a horrific start. I've been started my coaching career back in the mid-90s, and I don't know that I can recall a first quarter that was that horrendous. They got off to a perfect start. We were never really able to recover. And a lot of that credit to them because they did an outstanding job against us all night long. I kind of like what you said. The one thing that we're going to take away from that is that we are still 7-1 and we're still playing at home this week into the bracket games. I kind of chunked the season into different sections. So, you know, your weeks 1, 2, and 3, you're talking your non-district games. A lot of those are league games. They have a lot of billing in our league, obviously, but your bracket season starts weeks 4 through 8, and you kind of chunk that into that as well. We played for, and we do every year, we try to play, obviously we want to do well in the league, but we're trying to play for a home game week 9. We were able to secure that before going into last week, so very proud of that as well too. And then, you know, you start now into the bracket and the single elimination playoffs. So I think if you can kind of keep focus on those little chunks throughout the course of the season, it'll help you focus throughout. We're excited about the opportunity. Obviously, like I said, we got to get this one in the review. But I think this, I think if you'd have told people outside of our locker room and obviously even people inside that we'd be sitting here at 7-1, we'd have jumped all over it at the very beginning. That we had a lot of question marks to start the season. A lot of guys had to mature and grow up, and I thought that happened. I thought you could see that happen rapidly throughout the course of our season. So very pleased with the state of being with our team right now and very excited for the opportunity to play at home this week.
Yeah, you guys get McLouth. We'll talk about them in a moment. You just saw them a couple of weeks ago, very familiar opponent. But, you know, giving coaches an opportunity this week as we do put a bow on this 2025 regular season, and it's certainly hard for the coaches. You can't name everybody, but just giving you a kind of a platform here to rattle off a few kids, you know, ones that stepped up and stood out to you, maybe exceeded your expectations. A lot of kids played well for you here this season and are going to continue to do so here in this playoff push, but just an opportunity to name off a few kids who kind of maybe played well, exceeded expectations for you here in 2025.
Well, I think this. I thought we knew coming in that our quarterback, Will Elias, was going to be, you know, his returner coming the second year. We thought that he would have a good season. I think he actually exceeded that. Based off of just his confidence level, you could see that continuing throughout the course of the year's leadership, and I thought our passing game improved over the course of the time. If you look at his first game as a starter last year as a junior and into what it is now, the confidence and I told him, when you throw the ball, when it leaves your hand, it's off of you. It's on the next guy's plate, and you got to trust in that. And I think he had a lot of guys at receiver to trust. You know, obviously Chris Renewal jumped off the charts this year at times at our wide receiver position, but I thought we had a lot of guys, you know, Rex Furman, Bertie Van Dyke, Knox Heston, all four threats in the passing game. I thought our running back committee, you know, we had a three-headed monster back there with Knox, Merrick, and Nick. I thought they did very well with that. And our offensive line is very young. We have two seniors up there. And then after that, we end up playing sophomores and freshmen, and I thought they did an outstanding job across the entire front. We have a rotation going there. I thought on the defensive side, I thought our defensive coordinator, James Tweed, called a great game, weekly, every year. A lot of shutouts, probably more than we've ever had. I think that starts with, the preparation and the game plan. But then our rotation on the defensive side, you know, at all levels, we were rotating guys for depth. And, you know, we have 5 seniors, so a lot of those guys are coming back, next year, hoping for a good start to the season then too, obviously. But I thought we developed players, and I thought we've, you know, not trying to toot our horn by any stretch of imagination here. That's not what we're about, but I thought we've done a good job with that throughout the years. And this year, I thought particularly starts jumping out when you start looking at the roster and the age of a lot of our players, but the level of expectation and their level of play.
All right, finally, Coach, let's dive into the matchup here this week against McLeod. How have the kids responded, you know, in practice this week? You guys have been rolling through it 7-0 before that loss to Jackson Heights. Did you get a sense of just what was the sense from the kids? I mean, you take your first loss the way that you do. Now you got to turn the page and get ready for the postseason. Has the preparation been good? Have they put it away quickly? And the entire focus this week has been on McLeod?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We know the opportunity ahead of us. We focused on that. Standing on the field there last week. When I started my career a long, long time ago, I asked one of my coaches, for some advice. What he thought, you know, what he got for a brand new coach coming out. And he this resonates with me still to this day. He said, coaches hang on to things a lot longer than players do. Those players are resilient. They rebound faster. They can, you know, after the game, you know, they want to hang out with their friends. They're ready to kind of move forward, with a lot of things. He goes, coaches, you in a win or a loss, what resonates with you is the things that you could have done better. So you're always harping. You're always critiquing yourself. You're always critiquing your team. I think players rebound faster, and I think we've had a good week of practice, and we need to because, we're playing a common opponent, but we're not going to see the same look. We shouldn't expect the exact same thing. I know they had some injuries, and they're going to get some people back. I thought we played our best four quarters of football against them, and to be able to do the exact same thing is probably not likely. So we're going to have our struggles. I'm sure we're going to have to, see some adversity as we do in every game, but we're going to have to be sharp. They're a big team, and I would, I'm sure that they'll relish the opportunity to see us again.
Yeah, the final score was 58-8 back in week 7. So again, just a couple of weeks ago, and you may have answered my next question in regards to, do you expect them to make a bunch of adjustments? Do you expect kind of a whole new look? And how much can you really take away from that game a couple of weeks ago in terms of the preparation for this week?
Well, just like we talked about putting last week in review, we put that one in review as well too. Our focus is we want to go 1-0 each week, and there's an opportunity for that this week. I think this when you're calling offense and defense, I think you have a base, and I think you have to have your staples of what your alignment assignment, what you rep each week. I think all those things are your template for where you start. But I think when you see an opponent for the second time, you better expect some different things. You're not going to see the exact same template. You better expect them to go back and dissect the film and see what they did well. We've been dissecting the film and seeing what we did poorly against them and trying to improve that, but also what we want to roll out and show a different look here and there, and I expect the same thing out of them. They're well coached, absolutely no doubt. Their system fits them well, but I also think that we saw some things the first time that maybe we didn't expect, and we're likely to see the same thing. So we're trying to prep across the board with everything.
Jefferson County North football coach Jeff Schneider joining us again. Appreciate the JCN Booster Group sponsoring the Coach's Insight program each and every week. A 7-1 regular season for JCN, the playoff run in 1A. It starts Friday night at home against McLeod. Coach, appreciate all the time throughout the course of the year, and good luck here in the playoff push.
Hey, thank you very much. Appreciate your time as well, Brandon.